good to have you here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm smiling because I'm in the presence of three smiling people. We have a big sister, little sister here with us from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And Bria, I'm going to start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 10.
And you go to school where?
Phillips.
And Phillips Elementary is on the south side of Pittsburgh. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
And what subjects? I know you're going into fifth and you're not in school right now, but what do you like in school?
Art.
What kinds of things do you make? I mean, do you have any favorite? Do you make art for fun too, not just in school?
Yep.
What do you like to make?
Sometimes I like to make sculptures.
What do you make them out of?
Like rubber and other stuff.
Very cool. Like, can you tell me how you do it? Because that's kind of interesting. Like, where do you get the rubber and what do you try to create?
Sometimes we get the rubber from recycling bins or I don't really know.
But you're able to get it as kind of a raw material. And then what do your final sculptures look like?
Sometimes I make, I don't really know what it's called, like make a little house or something in the garden.
Very cool. Well, you're here with your big sister, who is Candace. Hi, Candace.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and if you're working, what you do.
I'm from Youngstown, Ohio, and I work currently at La Roche College. I'm the assistant director for multicultural affairs.
Well, that's terrific. Do you do you commute in from Youngstown?
No, I live here in Pittsburgh.
Because it's not. In fact, Ricky and I are driving to Poland, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe Canfield, but we have some family in that neck of the woods, so okay. We're heading there. What community do you live in now, did you say?
The North Hills.
North Hills. Mm-hmm. How did you two get matched? What made you interested in being a big sister?
So when I came to Pittsburgh, I wanted to get involved in the community somehow, and specifically working with youth. And I had taken some students to a conference at Carlo last fall, and I met Tom Baker, who was facilitating one of the breakout sessions, and he was talking about Big Brother, Big Sister. And I was like, that was it. That was the moment when I was like, I want to do that. And, you know, I have two older brothers myself who have made an incredible impact on my life, so I wanted to do that for somebody else and be that for somebody else.
Bria, can you tell me who else is in your family?
I got a mom, a stepmom, and I have two brothers.
What are their names?
My two brothers' name is Terrell and Brian.
And how old are they?
Well, one's 13 and one's 12.
So it must be nice having two brothers to have a big sister to hang out with. What do you like to do together?
Me and her?
Yeah.
we like to, sometimes when we're done doing our thing, we go somewhere like to get ice cream or yogurt. And there was one time when we went on this one ride at Sports Work, and it was like this red roller coaster ride, and it was so fun.
I didn't know there were roller coaster rides out there. This is at Carnegie Science Center.
It's a roller coaster simulator, so you get in this contraption, and then it just flips you upside down and around. It's interesting.
Was it fun for you?
It was fun.
I've been on those simulators sometimes, mm-hmm. and they really make you feel like you're...
It's the real deal.
Yeah, it is the real deal. What was it like when you two met? And how long have you known each other?
I don't really know.
Do you remember how old you were when you met Candace?
Nine.
And I'm guessing you're 11 now? 10?
10.
So it's been about a year or so?
I think we've been matched for about 6 months now. I think we were matched in February, I believe.
You guys have gotten to know each other pretty well. Mm-hmm. What was it like, Candace, when you first met?
Honestly, I was kind of nervous because I don't know if she's going to like me or, you know. So I was kind of nervous at first, but, you know, she's kind of shy. But we, you know, first time we had gone out to get frozen yogurt and we got to know each other, you know, slowly we just... Now it's just so easy.
It sounds like frozen yogurt and ice cream, the basis of a strong friendship and a good relationship.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
Sometimes I like mint and strawberry.
I like mint a lot. Do you like chocolate mint?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. And I like peppermint too, which is really hard to find. Although lately, this one, my wife, has been liking salted caramel. I don't quite get it. I'll eat it because it's ice cream, but I think that's one of a trendy things. Mm-hmm. Like salted caramel is kind of good. Hey, Bria, have you been doing anything this summer? Any special projects or Summer Dreamers Academy or anything, you know?
I go to camp and we have lots of fun.
What camp do you go to?
The Pittsburgh Projects.
Oh, excellent. Up on the north side. What are you doing there?
Sometimes we do Bible. We go swimming mostly.
There's a huge pool up there. Have you made any art? Because there's a really talented sculptor at Pittsburgh Project. Her name is Sandy. I don't know if you've had a chance to
meet
her.
She's my art teacher.
Yeah, she isn't she great?
Yes.
Yeah, have you been making sculpture with her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that because she's awesome. What would you say if there were a girl listening right now, Bria, that maybe would like to get involved in Big Sisters but is scared of doing it? Would you have any advice?
I don't really know. Let me see. You can't. Well, you can be friends with them real good, and when you first meet her, you might be shy, but when you do more fun things, you'll have lots of fun.
I think that's a great way of putting it. And Candace, what about from your perspective, if somebody is thinking of becoming a big but is concerned about time or about the idea of matching. Any thoughts for somebody?
I would just say take that risk because it's worth it. You just never know the impact that you can make. And, you know, we meet a couple times a month and, you know, it's worth the time, I would say. And I think they appreciate it. And I think it's more of, I don't know, it's impacting me, I think, more so than I think it may be for her, just to be able to kind of invest in young people.
It's an amazing thing that happens because you both end up enriching the lives of each other. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's really familiar with that is Christine Pace. It's nice to have you here today.
Hello,
it's a
Larry.
Big year for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the 50th anniversary here in Pittsburgh. And I know you've got a lot going on.
We are. We're super excited. Big Brothers, Big Sisters has been around for 50 years. We celebrated our anniversary here in July. We had a huge carnival in our parking lot. We had alumni matches. We actually had a match that was matched 37 years ago. And they were in the newspaper, so we're really proud of that. We had tons of matches, you know, that were matched 20 years ago or, you know, whatever. They still keep in touch. They're still friends. They were best men in each other's weddings. And so the Pittsburgh Big Brothers Big Sisters has a lot to be proud of.
Had the matched pair from 37 years ago, they kept in touch?
They kept in touch. Actually, the little brother currently lives in California. And he flew back just to be a part of this 50th anniversary celebration. But they still do keep in touch.
Are there other events happening that we should know about?
There is a great big event happening September 10th. It's called the Flyaway Bash. It's the first ever in Pittsburgh event of this sort.
I heard about this. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't realize this was Big Brothers Big Sisters. Listen up. This is really interesting.
Yeah, this is exciting. It's it's actually going to be held in an airport hangar. There will be a private jet there. There's food, dancing, several different bands, all different types of food, drinks. Great, just a great big party. But your ticket entitles you to a drawing. So you need to bring a suitcase and be prepared to get on that jet, because that night they will pull a ticket, and whoever wins, you get on the jet right there and fly to New York for an all-expense-paid weekend.
It's incredible.
Right, and I know, I believe they're trying to, I think it includes a show maybe and some other, lots of exciting things. There's also two other prizes that will be chosen, where you will get in limousines and be taken to Bedford Springs or to Nemacolin. So you have three great chances of just coming to a wonderful party, supporting a great cause, and maybe leaving that night for a wonderful weekend.
That's really a great thing, because like Big Brothers Big Sisters, you sort of prepare yourself for something that you kind of know what might happen, but it's also sort of unexpected. And you end up, as Candace pointed out, having great consequences, from what happened. Even that night, if you go, I think it would be fun to compare, like, what did you pack? What would you pack for something like that? Do you pack evening clothes? Do you dress up in suits and ties? I think I would take nothing. and just buy everything once I got there. I'd be so happy to win the trip.
Just wear the same outfit all weekend long.
No, I would buy. See, that's the radio it'd be. I would assume nobody's going to see me, but I would probably buy things once I got there. Hey, Bria, have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
I want to be a veterinarian.
How come?
Because I really like taking care of other animals, and I love dogs the most.
We were talking about dogs all between 9 and 10 o'clock. Do you have a dog?
We used to.
And what was that dog's name?
Precious.
I'm sorry she's not with you anymore. Can you tell me a little bit about her? I'm assuming it's a girl. Was it a girl?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't really know mostly about her because I was like a little girl.
Oh. Do you have a dog now you get to spend any time with?
No.
So as a vet, you would get to really hang out with dogs. What do you like about dogs?
They're cute. They're soft.
Yeah, you'd probably be a great veterinarian since you love animals so much. Well, I have a couple things as presents for you. First, I have a radio broadcasting patch. Awesome. For each of you as a souvenir of your visit. Thank you
Thank
for the
you.
Reach. And I also have some Saturday Light Brigade pencils.
Just in time for back to school.
Yes, and for art, too. And I have a pass from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, which you can use today, or you can, excuse my little flipping that over to you, which you can use today or any day. And Bria, you might enjoy going. Have you been here before to the Children's Museum?
No.
I'm so glad you don't have to go today, but there's an art studio where you can make art, and there's clay and pottery. There is a sewing area in the make shop where you can try your hand at creating things there. And, you can enjoy it. You can enjoy the air conditioning on a day like today. And I'm so glad that you were able to be here. Christine, is there anything else we should mention that I might have missed?
Just that we're always looking for bigs, of course, but especially right now we're looking for little sisters. So we need more little sisters. So if you're out there, just give us a call. And, we'll get things rolling. And like Bria and Candace, you could be a big sister, little sister match as well.
How long have you been at Big Brothers, Big Sisters now?
Actually, I've been there 20 years.
Congratulations. So. Gosh, It's incredible because we've been doing these segments probably for 14 or 15, and you lose track sometimes. Right. Congratulations on all those years. And congratulations to you, too, for having such a good match. Bria or Candace, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I hope you have fun. And you can get more information at bbbspittsburgh.org.